yet, as you lay down with a smile in your hospital bed. And now love has been renewed. Money can't buy love, but it can get a fetus removed. Thank God for abortion. Yeah, it makes me feel so good inside. Now I can't afford a television 52 inches wide. Thank God for abortion. Yeah, I couldn't stand all of those cries from the financial burden screaming right between. How could I take care of a baby when I can barely take care of myself? I didn't need to push you downstairs or use a coat hanger by yourself. You couldn't wait to have that demon tumor down that garbage chute so you could fit back into your sexy bathing suit. Thank God for abortion. Yeah, the operation made a big sucking sound, just like when you went down on me, but it didn't suck out your dignity. Thank God for your abortion. I'm so proud you killed him today, but you could have done it with three bottles of white Chardonnay. I'm so glad you haven't told your whole family, because I'm 38 and you are barely 13. It's one less baby shower gift or a gift on Mother's Day. God bless the USA. Thank God for abortion. Yeah, we know the rhythm method does not work, and if I leave you someday, I don't have to pay child support. Thank God for abortion. Waited so long for this day, and I'm so proud of you, and that I live in the USA.
That right there is why I love Corey. Hey freaks, it's Thursday, February 26, 2009. Coming up on the program today, would you like some tits with your coffee? Plus, why you shouldn't start a fire in your car to keep warm, and more pervy dentists. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Got a great program for you. At the top of the show, I'm proud to announce we've got a new game we're going to play. Now, earlier today, I found an audio clip from the same people who produced the Merrill Howard Kalin Show.
Licking good chicken.
For those of you new listeners out there, or those who don't remember, Merrill Howard Kalin was mentally disabled and the host of a cooking show. A killer combination. Literally, he blew himself up trying to cook us chicken. No, Merrill, shoelaces do not go in chicken parmesan. He actually did a pretty okay job, I guess. And by pretty good job, I mean he didn't shit himself during the broadcast. I would never touch any of the food he made. Anyways, the production company, and I use that term loosely, behind the Merrill Howard Kalin Show also produced other shows for and by The Unsavory. One of these shows, I guess, follows around a mentally handicapped kid as he visits area fast food restaurants and compares their meals. I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to unveil a new game show called
Retard Taste Test.
Now, you guys can play at home, of course, but I've also got Skype open, and I'm going to be taking a call from a listener as a contestant. But first, let's take a listen to the introduction of Retard Taste Test.
Well, Eric Freeman, the other guys went for a taste test to see which hamburger was better, McDonald's, Burger King or the other one.
All right, so you get the idea. They're going to be taste testing hamburgers. This guy is not a part of the taste test. It's another tard who's doing it. What else does this guy have to say here?
It has a little edge to it.
Oh, yes, he listed his favorite there, but I don't want to release that information either. Now, the three fast food joints who are in this taste test, McDonald's, Burger King, and, of course, the other one being Wendy's.
It has a little edge to it. I wouldn't bet my life on it, but I wouldn't bet against it either.
He's still babbling about something. All right, the idea of the game is very simple. We just have to guess which hamburger the retard is going to like the best. It's not as easy as you might think. Now, before I give you my expert analysis on the situation, why don't we go to the Skype line and see what a DV listener thinks, all right?
Hello.
Hey, are you calling to play Retard Taste Test with me?
Sure.
Okay, the idea is very simple. I've got audio of a retard who is participating in a taste test, right? He's going around to various fast food restaurants, and he's taste testing the hamburgers. All you have to do is answer, which do you think the retard is going to enjoy the most? The hamburger from McDonald's, the hamburger from Wendy's, or the hamburger from Burger King?
All right, do I have to answer before I've heard the audio?
Yeah, you have to answer right now. Now think about it, though. You got to get in the mind of a retard here. Like, you know, it might not be the best tasting hamburger. It might be the most colorful because, you know, retards are attracted to bright things. So get into the mind of the retard. Think like a retard. What do you think he's going to enjoy the most? The hamburger from Wendy's, Burger King, or McDonald's?
I'm going to say Burger King.
Why did you pick Burger King?
I just think he's going to have the most trouble saying Burger King, or get the most enjoyment out of saying Burger King.
Burger King, right. That's probably a good strategy. You really thought that out. What is your first name?
Ward.
Ward, all right. I want you to email me your email address. I guess if you email me anything, I'll have your email address. If you win, you're going to win a fabulous prize. It's one gifted iTunes song of my choice. So you'll be getting a free song from iTunes if you win this, all right?
Okay.
Now you have to listen to tomorrow's program to see if you've won, though, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, Ward, I will talk to you later, my friend.
Woo!
All right, what do you guys think the Unsavory is going to pick as his favorite hamburger? Now here's my thinking. McDonald's is a very colorful place. They've got the McPlay Place. Of course, Ronald McDonald is a clown. And if the window licker saw this McDonald's ad...
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
I think he would be definitely more drawn into McDonald's. I just have a feeling it has very little to do with actual taste. Anyways, here is the Riri going into McDonald's to taste test a hamburger.
I want a hamburger and a Coke and four fries.
Right? Loading up. Just get a value meal, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. Bye.
Right, now he's sitting down and he's going to sink his massive chompers into the burger.
Here you go.
Okay, seems to like it.
Good.
The verdict is it's good. Now he makes his way to Wendy's, where he orders a hamburger, French fries, and Coke.
I got ketchup, too.
And apparently he got ketchup, too.
I got ketchup, too.
Yeah, okay, we got that. Thank you.
That's good. Tastes good.
He seems to like the Wendy's hamburger as well.
I hate onion.
Uh-oh. but he hates onions. There's onions on his hamburger. Oh, Wendy's is out of this competition, I feel. But he took the onion off. And he does seem to be enjoying the burger. And don't forget, he got ketchup. Ketchup. He got ketchup, too. So who knows? That could factor into his decision. Who knows what's going on in the mushy little mind of a window licker. All right, and finally he goes to Burger King. He doesn't go in the dining room, though. He goes through the drive-thru. He's actually driving a van, and several people were killed. All right.
I want a hamburger, please. I want a hamburger. Hamburger.
I'm sorry, what?
Hamburger!
Hamburger!
Kid screaming hamburger over and over. Hamburger! Hamburger!
That's all.
One hamburger?
Yes.
36 and Java, please.
Now notice he didn't get fries or a drink with this one. How can you enjoy a hamburger without a beverage or a side of fries? I don't know. Let's take a listen to him eating his hamburger here.
Oh, yeah. Warm, yeah. Oh, yeah. Warm, yeah.
He seems to be enjoying the Burger King hamburger. Now it's time to reveal the results of the retard taste test. I think I'm going to stick with McDonald's here. I know he didn't pick Wendy's. He didn't seem to enjoy those onions.
So, Eric, you've had Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's. Which one's the best?
Burger King.
Burger King!
I like Burger King, not McDonald's. Burger King.
What about Wendy's?
I like Wendy's too.
Well, he likes Wendy's and Burger King, but I think he likes Burger King more. He doesn't like McDonald's at all.
Burger King.
Burger King. That means Ward won! Congratulations, Ward. I will be gifting you one iTunes song of my choice. So join us again next time for...
Retard Taste Test!
We'll never do this bit again. Moving on, I've got some funny piss porn audio for you. This guy is outside just whizzing on a black chick's face and making all sorts of weird noises. Take a listen.
Chin up.
Chin up. Come on.
Chin up.
Take it.
Gargle. Gargle.
Oh! It kind of pisses me off that she does not gargle with the piss.
Hello. Shit. Oh!
I don't know if he's speaking English here or what. This guy might be retarded too.
Oh, shit!
Just... He can really control his piss. And I don't see the... I don't like doing that at all. Like, when I pee, I just want to pee one continuous stream. I don't like to pee and then stop myself from peeing and then continue again. I don't think that's good for your bladder. Oh, he's just playing it up for the camera, I think.
Okay.
But there you go. Again, like, who would jerk off to this type of porn? I see the writing on the wall, quite frankly. The porn industry is going to be in for some hard times if they don't get their shit together. It's going to be just like the auto industry, making this porn that no one wants to see, making cars no one wants to drive. Without porn and cars, our economy is fucked, I tell ya. Fucked. And finally, before we get into the news, got a piece of strange audio from a local newscast where a school teacher ended up banging a 14-year-old student, and the student says he was tricked into it. Take a listen.
She's qualified herself as a sex offender.
Strong reaction from outraged parents, upset after finding out a teacher at Pastor Elementary School has been accused.
All right, now take a listen to this. This is what I find interesting. She's a teacher at an elementary school.
Teacher at Pastor Elementary School has been accused of having sex with her 14-year-old student.
With her 14-year-old student. Shouldn't he be in high school at this point?
Unlike that.
Maricopa County...
I'm guessing it wasn't that hard to trick him.
Unlike that.
Maricopa County Sheriff investigators say 49-year-old Rosanna Brown posed as the student's girlfriend and tricked the boy to coming to this hotel by sending text messages from his girlfriend's cell phone.
I just can't think how the mind of an adult would want to have such a thing with a student, a child.
Police records indicate Brown is the godmother of the girlfriend and show okay. She admitted to taking the girl's cell phone to arrange the rendezvous. The reason she says she did it, according to records, to prevent her goddaughter from losing her virginity.
I don't have any words. It's unbelievable.
The boy involved told investigators the room was so dark that he did not know it was his teacher in the room until after.
But couldn't you feel, like, there's a difference between, like, a 13-year-old and, like, a 40-year-old. There's a lot, there's more bulk there, you know what I mean?
They had sex.
We're just bigger people in general. And this chick is fugly. You could definitely feel the rolls on her cunt or something.
The light from his cell phone exposed her face.
You didn't feel her pubic puff, for Christ's sakes?
And when the boy saw his teacher's face, he left the hotel room and called his mother, who then called 911. Tonight, the teacher remains in jail and is being held without bond. Sheriff investigators have been talking with workers at the school and others to rule out the possibility of more victims.
There you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. $5 a month, that's all it takes. Or $50 a year, that's like getting 2 months free. For a limited time, we've got lifetime memberships available. You'll never have to worry about making another payment again. That's just really... I'm doing it because of tax season, people getting their refund checks back. So if you want to sign up for the Sideshow right now, superfreaksideshow.com. This past week, we've done bonus episodes. I've got a video cast for you today. We did an extended show. We've got a weekend program for you. A lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from California. Now, yesterday on the program, I was playing that sex audio story about the dentist banging his patient.
It seems there's another cavity that needs filling. Let it drip from my shaft down your throat, quenching your desire for my steaming liquid. Yes!
And just as I suspected, by the end of the story, the doctor didn't look at her teeth. She's still got that cavity. That's probably insurance fraud. I don't know. I have to check into it. All right. The attorney for a Woodland dentist told jurors that his client massaged women's chest as part of a medical treatment. Defense attorney Michael Rothschild told the six-man, six-woman Yolo County jury that Mark Anderson, was treating his female clients for temporomandibular disorder, or TMD.
TMD.
Close, but not quite. The attorney says the condition affects the muscles of the upper body. Yes, but is a dentist supposed to be treating that? Massaging tits? Anderson faces 19 felony charges for skin-to-skin contact and one misdemeanor for touching a patient's breasts over her clothing. The incident... Oh, you know, although if he was going to, you know, be pervy about it, wouldn't he slip his hand under the clothing? You know what I mean? Yes, the incident occurred between February 2005 and his arrest in August 2007 and brought complaints from 14 women. Jesus. A lot of women over there in Yolo County suffering from TMD.
TMD.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
God, where is it? No, no, no. Stop it. All right. One of the initial 20 felonies was dropped Monday as Rothschild and Deputy District Attorney Robert Gorman began closing arguments. Closing arguments were to continue Tuesday before the case was to go to the jury. So, there you go. You should really call me up to the stand. I could testify. No, I've seen this before where dentists rape their patients. It's quite common. Believe it or not, it does soothe toothaches.
Now, slowly put your finger up my ass. Let's put it up my ass. Yes! Oh, yes!
Yeah, that one I don't have a good explanation for. And this is a little freaky. Second story we have for you today. A 24-year-old Marston's Mills man was taken to Cape Cod Hospital early this morning after walking into the Hyannis Fire Department seeking help for burns received after setting a fire in his car to keep warm. Oh, God, which sound clip do I want to play first? How about this one?
Today, on a very special Distorted View show.
I can't feel my legs, Papa! Why can't I feel my legs?
Whoa, whoops, sorry. Meant to play this.
It's Distorted View's Dumbass of the Week.
Clicked on the wrong one there. Patrick LaRue was immediately treated for burns and smoke inhalation and then taken by ambulance to Cape Cod Hospital. LaRue walked into the station around 4:40 a.m. telling firefighters that he burned himself after setting a fire in his car to keep warm. LaRue told firefighters that he had been parked on Stevens Street near the intersection with North Street and was talking on his cell phone with the car running when the vehicle ran out of gas and stopped. LaRue said he started a small fire in the car in order to keep warm, but put the fire out when he started getting dizzy. He didn't crack a window? Where the hell is the smoke gonna go? The car, a rental, was heavily damaged, according to firefighters. Barnstable police are investigating. No further information was available this morning. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Maine. A topless coffee shop that raised the ire of many residents of a small central Maine town is now open for business. The Grand View. Topless coffee shop. And it is a grand view, isn't it? Yes, the Grand View Topless Coffee Shop, located at the site of the former Grand View Motel, opened its doors Monday on busy Route 3. A sign outside says, over 18 only. Another sign says, no cameras, no touching, cash only. On Tuesday, two men sipped coffee at a booth while three topless waitresses and a bare-chested waiter stood nearby. So they really got something for everyone. Topless waitresses, a waiter, shirtless as well. Ladies and men can both enjoy the candy. Topless waitress Susie Wiley, Wiley said men, women, and couples have all stopped by. Dozens of residents objected to the shop when the planning board meeting took up the matter last month. Town officials said the coffee shop met the letter of the law, so they couldn't really stop the shop from opening, and now it is open for business. So there you go. That, my friends... You know, I wonder how many guys ask for cream in their coffee with a little wink. Yeah, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Tim, this is Brian. You're an underage sideshow member from New Jersey. And I just had two, you know, you're a freak win moments. The first one was when I was in cooking class in school, and we just started, like, the soul food, the southern food. And my teacher, you know, starts off, we're going to make chicken, you know, fried chicken, hush puppies. And the whole time during the cooking class, I'm just thinking of that one clip you played with the fried chicken, hush puppies. Chicken.
Yeah, the racial and sexual abuse in the workplace training video.
So I got a kick out of that. And then the other moment was when I was watching House, and they had to stick a camera up this kid's dick. And the whole time, I'm like, oh, did you see that? Oh, that's got to feel fucking fantastic. Nice. Sticking that camera all the way up his dick hole. Yeah.
I wish Scott Taylor was still alive, because he would have been perfect for that part. All right.
Hey, Tim. This is an underage listener from New York. I'm not sure if I sound underage or not. I'm 13. Just wanted to say that I love the show, and that I look forward to calling into the voicemail line a lot.
Oh, great. We'll all look forward to that.
You are a kitty cat.
All right, thank you very much. He does sound a little more mature than Electro Baby, that's for sure.
Hey, Tim, it's Jess from Buffalo. Thanks for checking out the Wednesday voicemail. No, I'm not trying to enter your contest. Just want to school you on Salvia, because the douchebag that calls doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you get the actual regular flavored Salvia, it might taste a little kind of... icky, but
oh, do they have fruit flavors like Razzle Dazzleberry or something?
It comes in all.
I didn't realize drugs come in different flavors. That's fantastic.
Flavors.
Oh, the kids would love that then.
And as far as the 10, 20, and 30X,
yeah,
there's salvia
potency
leaves
or something,
and there's salvia extract. And when you get the 10, 20, or 30X, it goes up to 50, I think. Those are the extracts from the leaves.
Okay,
so. It's a lot more potent than actually smoking the plant. And what salvia is actually used for, ancient shamans used to use it for spiritual enlightenment. It's supposed to be able to go into another realm of being while smoking it. But, boy, does it fuck you up. The room just spins like crazy, and then you're just... fuck the fuck up.
Yeah, but what's great about it is it only lasts a couple minutes, right? So you're only freaking out for like 2 or 3 minutes, and then it's over.
And then it goes away.
Yeah.
It lasts about 20 minutes,
oh,
and you're back
minutes
to normal. So it's not a bad thing to try.
Hmm, might have to look into that.
Yabba dabba do now.
I don't know why. I sort of got interested in it, and then someone sent me some, and then I lost it, and then I'm just like, ah, fuck it, I don't care about it.
Yabba dabba do now, Timmy.
Yabba dabba do now.
Like in San Francisco. I've got two questions for you. The first one is when somebody calls the voicemail line and asks you to check out a link on, say, YouTube, and you say, I will definitely have to check that out, how often do you actually then go ahead and
The odds that I check out those links, slim to none. You really want to send it to me in my email. Those I check out, the ones that you send in the email. But by the time, I can't remember fucking what I did 2 seconds ago, let alone a full URL or whatever, or something like that. It's, yeah, I could, like, if you ask me right now, this second, what are the three news stories I just read to you today, I really have to stop and think about it. Something about there's one from Cape Cod, right? Like, yeah, the guy with the car burning it, and then the topless thing, and the first story was the dentist. So I guess I can remember, but it takes a while.
And the second thing is...
Now, yesterday's program, that is long gone.
You're willing to give away bumper stickers to people who do something for the show?
Well, yes.
Back in 2005, I PayPal'd you $20.
For bumper
under
stickers.
The expectation that you were in fact going to be sending me a bumper sticker.
All right. Just send me your email or your address, and I'll get them out to you. I'm much better about doing that now. I have to send out some more. I've got some requests that I haven't fulfilled yet. But yeah, all right. Next up here.
You, Timothy Cinnamon LaQuinta Henson. This is John, one of your underage listeners from Florida. Georgia, saying
you don't even know where you're from, man.
I had a, you know, your freak win moment today in biology class.
Doesn't surprise me.
We were going over viruses, and on the back of the paper, it had HIV and AIDS is mostly spread by, and all I could think to put down on the paper were careless fairies.
You should have. He would have been, like, suspended or something.
That's about it.
That's pretty good. All right, and a couple more here.
Hey, Tim, I have one question for
man,
you.
Man, good God, with these people and their shitty phones. Hold on.
You know, the girls in porn sound really stupid with, you know, their sex sounds.
Yeah.
You know, they all sort of sound the same to you. How the fuck do you know what having sex with a woman sounds like? How pray tell, do you know what a female sex noise, a real one, that is?
Because I heard my parents doing it all the time while I was growing up.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Heather. Sorry I sound like shit. I have bronchitis. I just had a couple things to tell you about and ask you.
Okay.
First of all, I know you can't possibly get through all the voicemails, but...
That's true.
If someone was to call in with something important to tell you and their voicemail wasn't played, how long should we wait before calling in again? Because I don't know how long it takes you to catch up.
Well, listen, that's very good. Now, a very good question. For a while, you know, I was like... 30 days behind or something. As a matter of fact, I have voicemails from December 10th that I haven't played yet. So those are probably never going to be played. What I've been doing recently is trying to play ones that are relatively new. Like I'm playing some from the 24th. That was yesterday. I still have a bunch of those, and from the 23rd, like, there's still a bunch of them. Like, I can't get to all of them now. I'm getting so many voicemail calls. I try to get to as many as I can, but I do have 284 that I haven't listened to yet. So, you know, if there's something really important, you know, voicemail me, and then, you know, hope for the best, I guess. Just keep voicemailing me. I don't know. Or email me, sure.
Second. You have the 8-tracks of the pornos. Well, my boyfriend has a record of porno sounds.
Ooh.
It was in a magazine. It's like a cheap paper, flimsy record that you could punch out of some porno magazine.
Huh.
If I could figure out a way to get it on my computer, I would send it to you, but I'm not sure how yet.
Well, if anyone has
and thirdly,
suggestions for
I had another freak moment. See, my boyfriend and I are in an open relationship, which Ooh. Means that we can fuck other people as long as it's okay with both of us. So I had this dream that I met you for some dumbass reason, and I ran in and told my boyfriend, I met Tim Henson, can I fuck him? And his response was, well, you'd better go ahead and take the opportunity. Bye.
very nice. Well, who knows what could happen in the future? Yes. Thank you very much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition. You know what? I would like to have sex with you just so I could show that guy who called in earlier that I know what it sounds like when a woman has sex. All right. Yes, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD, as in OH-GOD.
I got ketchup, too. Ketchup. I got ketchup, too.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, please consider signing up right now. And we will be back tomorrow to end the week with the Big Friday program. Until then, bye, everybody!
Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, please fuck me.